Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Enterprise Forum was set up in 2017 to provide a platform for companies to share their concerns with government directly. Initially, it discussed Brexit, then COVID, and now it meets to analyse what the government can do to shield Irish businesses from US trade tariffs, as well as the soaring cost of doing business here. The forum meets again today, and at the table will be Alan Dillon, who is the Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise, with special responsibility for small business and retail. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Joe.
What's the difference between the Enterprise Forum and the Cost of Business Advisory Forum?
Well, firstly, the Enterprise Forum is a high-level forum that discusses key issues that affect businesses across the enterprise sector. The difference between that and the Cost of Business Advisory Forum is that the Cost of Business Advisory Forum specifically looks at the running costs of business, and that includes the regulatory burden. And that forum is in essence a subgroup of the Enterprise Forum, and it had met for the first time last week, and again it brings together all business owners, retailers, tourism operators, regulators, state agencies to tackle the structural issues that are driving up costs.
Do you accept that the costs on small businesses have become quite notable in recent years?
We certainly do, and I think through the various forums, through the Retail Forum, Enterprise Forum, the Trade Forum, there has been considerable cost pressures, and indeed for the first time, that's why we're bringing together regulators to directly engage with business owners, hearing firsthand how we can handle costs, delays, charges to the day-to-day operations. And I think the goal really is to reduce the non-labour costs and to simplify the regulatory process as much as possible. And in essence, that will, number one, reduce costs, two, you know, I suppose, cut the red tape, and thirdly, make life that bit easier for small businesses.
Well, actually, that's it, isn't it? Cutting red tape is a really important thing for small business. There are so many different quangos and authorities and agencies and commissioon out there that it is tough for companies to know who to deal with sometimes. And then just everyone's trying to compete with each other to lay down ground rules.
Well, certainly that is the case, and that is the feedback that we're receiving. We have also established a dedicated small business unit within our department that was part of a programme for government commitment. And again, that ensures that the needs of small businesses are not just considered, but they're prioritised in our policy making. We've introduced an SME test, which will require that any new policies or regulations are assessed on the impact of small businesses. And I think it's all about putting the Think Small First principle into action. Minister Burke has also written to all the agencies under his remit to ensure that this is applied consistently when developing new initiatives. And, you know, previously in the past, we may have not had that type of oversight. And I think it's really important that we use every tool at our disposal to ensure that businesses are front and centre. We've also made it simpler for businesses around the launch of the National Enterprise Hub, which is a one-stop shop that simplifies accesses to support through departments and agency. And it has been a real game changer. There's over 6,000 direct inquiries and it has received over 6,000 visits per month. So businesses have a more centralized focal point to get grants or to get advice. And we're also reviewing all local authority office schemes. And again, that is a focus on simplifying the grant applications. We want to standardise the eligibility criteria and again, reduce that administrative burden, allowing business owners to focus on what they need to focus on in their operations, in their investments and creating jobs.
Now, the budget is 4 months away. Doubtless the Enterprise Forum today will be discussing it. Are there any things that small companies should watch out for or hope for?
Well, you know, we're currently on the backdrop of you know, a lot of uncertainty, geopolitical turmoil, but I think our silver lining is that our economy itself is being well managed in recent years, and we're very fortunate to be in a position where we're we're running budget surpluses, and I think that's important that we continue to manage that. I think a key focus for businesses within the budget, and I know Minister Burke is having, you know, in intensive bilaterals with the Department of Finance at the minute, will be around reducing business costs, you know, driving innovation, research and development. And I think these priority areas will reflect the need of small businesses. And indeed, I think through the Cost of Business Advisory Forum, we will establish a number of key asks. And I think it's really important that when we do talk about what will be included in the budget, that they're front and centre. But I think it's a bit early to say what exact spending power we will have in this budget. And indeed, I'm from listening to Minister Pascal Donoghue following the National Economic Dialogue, that will continue to form part of the discussions over over the coming months. And indeed, this government has never been found wanting when supports were needed, and we have delivered in the past power up grants, energy credits, and targeted reliefs where businesses and households needed the most.
Yeah, Minister, while I have you, any thoughts on the shambles that has been getting tickets for the American football, the NFL match to be played in Dublin later this year? 600,000 people in the queue. I don't suppose the government has any plans to break up the monopoly that is Ticketmaster.
Well, I know currently the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission is currently investigating ticketing practices, and we're all, you know, galled at the issue that arose during the Oasis concert last year, and that investigation is independent of our department. But I understand that they will take the appropriate action if consumer protections have been breached. It is, you know, very disappointing, and I'm sure frustrating for many of the genuine fans yesterday who have been left high and dry. Some faced technical issues, others, you know, seeing tickets appear at inflated prices. Yes, and I have raised this previously. I do have an issue around the dynamic pricing model that's used in some instances, and I think it's important that, you know, government do take a position in relation to it. We have made significant changes around the Sale of Tickets Act back in 2021. My colleague, former Deputy Noel Rock, brought forward legislation, and that prohibits the resale of tickets above face value. However, many of these have transferred now onto the digital online platform.
Yeah.
And we do need to ensure that consumers are protected in that regard.
Thank you, Minister. That's Alan Dillon, the Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise, with special responsibility for small business and retail. Back.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.